And thank you so very much indeed. Let's have some good stuff. We got a whole pile of it.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to the Bull Bash. Yep, 25th annual event. Lots of activities going on here in Valentine, February 14th. Oh, and that's Valentine's Day. So bring your sweetheart along as well. Check out the bulls and all the bargains around Valentine for Bull Bash 2026, February 14th. For information, go to bullbash.net. When planning your next vacation, go to visitvalentine.com.
And let me share from everyone at North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora. Happy New Year. May this year be bright with opportunity, strength, and the timeless values of our Western heritage.
So some psychology facts. If a person starts shaking their leg while sitting, they're intelligent. If you talk to your pet like a person, it means you have a big heart. Being messy is a sign of creative brain at work. So just next time you look at my desk, that you keep that in mind. If a person talks to themselves often, they have a sharp mind and deep thoughts. If someone prefers staying quiet in a group, they are usually the smartest observer. If someone laughs at dark humor, they have a high IQ and advanced thinking skills. And number 7 on the list, people who overthink often are more empathetic and creative. So, just some psychology facts for you.
Well, that was pretty heavy to start with.
Yeah, it's good stuff, though.
That's right. That's indeed. Hey, guess what Monday is?
Monday would be Groundhog Day.
That's right. It is Groundhog Day. Why did the groundhog donate so much to charity?
I don't know.
He was philanthropist.
Oh, there we go. Like Punxsutawney Phil.
That's right. What does Grandpa read on Groundhog's Day?
The Groundhog Gazette.
The Repost.
Oh, okay.
What did Elvis say when he divorced the rodent?
I don't know.
You ain't nothing but a groundhog.
Oh, okay. That would make sense, I guess.
Oh, what do you call an animal that hoards all the dirt?
A groundhog.
That's right.
A groundhog.
That's okay. Right. Yep. Very good. And don't forget to eat some sausage today. Well, this for Monday, but it is Groundhog Day after all. So make sure you get your plans in order so you're all set on Monday.
All right. So what else do we have to share today on the good stuff?
I have a poem called Half the Hand.
Okay.
I gazed upon my mother's hands that rivaled those of any man's, undoubtful. The hands that taught me wrong from right, enfolding mine to pray at night, devoutful. Those calloused hands told voiceless tales of ranching life and weary trails. They've weathered, kept wild mustangs lizzie-tied until their devils deep inside were tethered. They'd throw down calves in Satan's lair while turning hide and singing hair transcended. They'd strung up miles of fence and wire and under stars a kindled fire they've tended. They've punched out dough and put up chow, pulled calves out of the rankest cow and branded. They've scattered dirt on broken sod when those she loved rode off as God commanded. And should God let me live to be as tough as her, I guarantee I'd rather. But if he won't, I'd understand, just so he makes me half the hand as mother. Diane Tribbett wrote that. Half the hand.
Hey, guess what's underway in Rapid City, South Dakota from today through February 7th?
A huge event.
It's huge. It's the second biggest event in the state of South Dakota outside of the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. The Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo is going to start tonight at 7 o'clock with rope ride and slide, team roping, saddle bronx, and steer wrestling. Now, if you like the Bronx for Breakfast event, it's back February 4th at 10 a.m. The Ranch Rodeo is February 3rd at 10 a.m., and there are 40 teams competing in that. Don't forget the trade show, Western Art Show, and more at the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo.
And it's going on now. Let's pause for a moment. Give you a chance to discover Tri-State Livestock News, the commercial cattleman's publication delivering comprehensive agricultural coverage for decades, a medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insights. Tri-State Livestock News, you know, just go to tsln.com and you can learn all about it.
All right, so what are we going to wrap things up with today?
Well, I think we better have a little bit of fun, don't you? As soon as you say, my child would never, here they come, nevering, like they never nevered before.
And remember that. You heard it on the good stuff.